people were hearing stories that some of the coal mines only had 5 to 10 years left in their reserves, and knowing how important the coal mines are to our local economy, people were concerned what would happen if there was that loss of jobs or that loss of income. So they started to take a look at the different, you know, the other jobs that are here in addition to those jobs, and what might be able to help strengthen the economy. What came out of Vision 2020 was a focus on what people really saw as five strengths that we have here in the Valley. For the first one is of course, our energy resources, our coal mines, and even including organizations like Solar Energy International. We really have a lot of energy resources here. The second one that came out was arts and entertainment. The third is food, ranching, agriculture, and value-added products. The fourth is tourism and recreation. And the fifth is health and wellness. A group of us, we applied for a community planning grant to further the conversation, really talk about what the heart and soul of the North Fork Valley is as a foundation of how it is that we move forward. How do we make decisions that strengthen these values? We know that change is inevitable, but how can we as a community positively drive that change?
How is Heart and Soul working to achieve these goals?
The goals are to really proactively take a look at what the heritage is in this valley. What are the traditions? What has made this place what it is? And to bridge a lot of the conversations about that between groups. We know that if we can really improve the conversation between all the diverse groups of people who live here, that the ideas and the knowledge that people have will really come out. It'll help to inform our future. And also it'll help to bridge some of the divides that get in the way of people really working together. The more we're able to communicate and work together, the better chance we have of really facing any problems or issues that come up in the future, or really, you know, coming together to find the solutions that we need. So we're hoping that the results of this project are really going to get people talking about what they value, getting to hear what other people value, and maybe suspending some assumptions about who we think other people are in our community. But then again, also really a bedrock of this project, which is different than some of the other Heart and Soul projects, is that we really want to explore those five industries, those five areas that we see as a strength for our economy for the future.
So what are you hearing from some of the people that you're interviewing? What does matter to people?
One of the things that I've really learned so far from this community is that while there are a lot of divides between the communities, that mostly people are not as different as that they think they may be from one another. That really some of the values we're hearing, such as people really appreciating a small town feel, people knowing you when you go out on the street, you know the people who are around you, you've known them for a long time, that there's a diversity here that people really value. People are saying that they really want more job opportunities, really more opportunities to thrive here in their livelihoods. People value clean air and water. They value hard working lifestyle. And that one in particular was very interesting for me, because there really is a get or done attitude here in the North Fork Valley. People do things themselves. You know, they're very connected to the land, to their food, to their traditions. And a big leap for me was when I saw how that value that was traditionally more associated, say, with ranchers and farmers or coal miners, also showed up in the arts community. One of the big successes that has come out of the Vision 2020 conversations has been the development of the Creative Coalition in the Valley. They applied for a grant from the state, and we've actually been designated as an emerging creative arts district. And with that has come some professional support on how to market our area for the arts, as well as some business support for those individual people, how to make their livelihoods even stronger. They've worked so hard to bring in these resources. A number of these values are really shared and held in common.
I was thinking about how when there's a project happening, you really can be a part of building it from the ground up, whether it's the opening of a restaurant or a show that you're trying to put on. People really do try to support local businesses. And, you know, sometimes that involves some constructive criticism or advice, which not everyone's used to getting from an entire town, or at least I wasn't at first. But now I realize that it's been actually really helpful to have the town always wanting to chip in like that.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why we went for the grant. It was unlike other towns who applied or who got the grant, is that we, in general, don't have really the same kind of infrastructure and capacity in our local governments. Most people are really volunteer. And it's really the efforts and the actions of the people who live here who are already engaging in what they love, who are already working to strengthen what's important to them. One of the questions with Heart and Soul is, to what degree can we work together? How are we working together, and how can we work together? Can we work together as the three towns between Crawford, Hotchkiss, and Paonia? Is there value there? If we work together, will we bring in some resources that we might not if we're just working as individual towns? Might there be some synergies or some things that would help all of us if we were able to do that? I think that's one of the big questions that Heart and Soul is looking to answer.
What are we going to do with all the information once we have it, all the information about values?
So, again, this has been one of our challenges, but also one of the strengths of the project is that this is determined by the community. And this is why we're hoping to get more public engagement in general and from our advisory team to help us figure out so we've identified five of our strongest values here. So how do we put them into action? How do we help support the actions that are already strengthening them in the community? Some of the other communities that have worked with Heart and Soul in the past round, Victor, Idaho. In Victor, their population's about 1,900, very similar to one of our small towns. And they found that one of the divides that they had in their community was between the religious and secular community. They have a large Mormon population there, and they saw that there was a lot of disconnect and misunderstanding between those two communities. The Heart and Soul Project helped to identify that their town theater was actually, it was sort of going into disrepair, but it was something that both sides of the community could really rally around. And they used their Heart and Soul grant money to help refurbish that theater and to make it a centerpiece of their community. Golden, Colorado, which is a lot larger than our valley, they went more along the community planning and master planning road. Their city took the five values that they identified and they made them a part of their decision-making framework. So when they take a look at new laws or new zoning or even how they're going to invest their money into their infrastructure and for the future, they weigh it against those five values, one of which is safety for their kids. So when they're investing in infrastructure, they make sure that what they invest in increases the safety for their children. Right now, one of the Heart and Soul towns, another one is Cortez, Colorado. And from what I understand, what's happening there is that their community has already identified that education is a key thing that they value and that is important to their future. So they're using their resources on how to really gather the community and organize it around the strength of their educational system. For here in the North Fork Valley, again, it's going to be a little bit of what we determine. We are seeing that so many of these values, people are already really dedicating their time and energy every day. So we're thinking that, the end of this project will be focusing on how to support potentially existing actions, as well as projects that might increase collaboration between groups in the valley, and then focusing on decision making. How does our leadership in this value, whether it's formally in our towns or informally in the churches or the nonprofits, how do they incorporate the values that they've heard into their decision-making processes?
And are there some upcoming events or projects that North Fork residents could be a part of?
Absolutely. We're really putting out a call for folks. We've got an opportunity for you to have a one-on-one interview to talk about what really matters to you most about your future, what you really value about your life here in the North Fork Valley. You can schedule an interview with me anytime through our website, which is www.northforkheartsoul.com, or by phone at 970-355-0514. We're also doing our group engagement slice of the pie interviews, in which we're asking any group of people. It could be a woman's group, a church group, any group of folks who are already gathering, or if you'd like to form a group, to let us know. We'll come down and bring pie, locally made pies. You can give us your slice of the pie. And the format for that is a group discussion, again, about what matters to you, about what your values are. But this conversation takes it a little bit further in talking about what actions are already being taken in the valley to promote and strengthen that value. and to take it a step further in asking what additional actions could be taken to help strengthen that value going into the future. So there's the slice the pie. There'll also be opportunities to give some feedback on the values of the interviews that were conducted by the Pass the Mic Kids team. We're going to be having a show at the Paradise Theater on February 16th at 3 p.m. And all of the local interviews that were done by Pass the Mic will be shown there, and we'll have opportunities for the audience to give us some feedback on what values they heard being presented. And also, I believe we'll be having free popcorn for that event, which will be very exciting. We also have an award that will be given away at the third annual Paonia Film Festival, and that is the What Matters Most Award. And so people who are who will be accepted by the film festival judges will also go up for this award, which will promote the Valley in a certain sense, and also really hopefully reflect people's opinions about what they value. And let us know by email or by phone that you'd like to do this, and we can see whether or not we can give you a scholarship for the entry fee. That does not guarantee that the film will be shown or judged at the Paonia Film Festival. But again, we're just encouraging people to take your, you know, whatever kind of format is easy for you to work with, and to go out there and tell us your story. Tell us your story about what matters to you and what you value. There's also postcards at all three libraries that you can fill out. You can go to Paonia Town Hall now through January and write on the glass there something that you value. And you can also go to our website. There's an opportunity on the What Matters Most page for you to enter any information that you want us to capture as part of the Heart and Soul Project.
That's wonderful. There's a lot of ways that people can be involved on a sort of more involved level, or just filling out a card, but to be a part of this and make sure your voice is heard. I have to tell you, I filled out one of the online forms, and one of the questions is, what do you wish this valley had more of? And I wrote, I would like to have some Thai food. And the very next day, a restaurant started serving Thai food. So you don't know what you might put on one of these cards, and somehow it could actually happen, or things can change, or, you know, just to put your voice out there, let people know what you're thinking. It may seem like a small thing, but I think that it does have an impact.
Absolutely. And that's been one of the really great things about moving this project forward, is just seeing the things that are happening alongside of it. One of the big project coordinations or cooperations that are happening also is with the town of Hotchkiss and their downtown improvement. There had been talks in the planning commission already about doing something downtown, but I think with that extra momentum from Heart and Soul, that downtown improvement committee really got some more momentum. Heart and Soul helped to give some donations to help plant the flowers there the beginning of the year. And we've been trying to help provide tools for that planning committee to visualize how different changes might affect the feel of the downtown, possibly connect them with other resources. You know, so there are these synergies that are happening alongside.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And again, I've been speaking with Alexis Halbert, one of the coordinators of a project in the North Fork Valley called North Fork Heart and Soul. For more information about this project or any of the things that Alexis mentioned today in the program, you can go to northforkheartsoul.com. Thank you.